হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম হরে রাম হরে হরে Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare
Nipam Jyotir Param Brahma Jyotam Jyotir Janardana Jyotam Arjun Nipapam Nipam Jyotir Namostite. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shukram Brahma, Param Vishnu, Shashivarnam Chatur Bhujam, Sashna Badanam Dhyaye Sagar Vigna, Karshantaye. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimi Prachodayat.
You say the mantra responsibly with everybody, and then after each mantra, they put a water in their hand, sip it, actually 3 drops, and then pour it and sip it.
Okay. So repeat after me.
Everybody can repeat.
So everyone repeat.
Sahavitra.
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 Sarva.
Sarva.
Stang.
Stang.
Mato.
Mato.
Yeah, they do 3 drops of water and 4 drops of the back. Use left hand. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Then you 3 drops of water and then you put it. And you sip. 3 drops of sip and 4 drops of the back.
Behind it.
To the right and back.
On your mom.
Oh.
It's just funny, Maharaj. You're just under your tutelage.
That's all right. Anything
I said not to your.
Yeah, but then 3 times. So the same thing over again.
Yeah.
2 more times. Okay. So please repeat after me.
Om Pavitra Pavitra
Pavitra
Sarva
Sarva
Stam
Sangrato
Kiva
Ya
Smare
Pundarikaksham Pundarikaksham
Sa
Maya
Abhyantara
Abhyantara
Sri
Sri
Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu.
Do the same thing with it. Another 4 or 5 year old.
Modern day.
You're recording it.
Okay, so one more time, all together.
Alright, so I'll speak a little bit. So, Om Ganat, Nandasha, Gananjana, Shlokaya, Tekshur, and Miritam, Yenat, Tesmai, Shigabeda Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lotus Feet, my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, A.C., Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shigabeda, Haribo, who so kindly gave, open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we are having this initiation ceremony. One devotee is having her second initiation sanctified, and Janu is having his first initiation sanctified. So what I'd like to speak about, let's say we'll give a modern lecture today. Krishna Western lecture. So I'd like to speak about marketing. Instead of, you know, everybody was asking about Hari Katha, so I'd like to speak about marketing instead. So
that's modern enough.
That's modern enough? Okay. So one thing that I've learned about people becoming Krishna conscious or the process of Krishna consciousness or initiation is that too often we concentrate on the what and the how, and we don't concentrate on the why. I'm going to explain what I'm going to mean. Like, if this is actually modern marketing parlance, in case you haven't figured that out. So when they market a product, the companies that concentrate on the what, you know, what the product is, or how it works, don't do too well. Did you know that? Teaching about marketing today. And the companies that concentrate on the why, they do very well. Even though if their product is inferior, they actually do quite well. So, I'm not going to give an example because I don't want to get too mundane in this class. So, the point is, yes, we have the what, you know, what Krishna consciousness is and how to do it, which is the usual lecture. But I'm going to talk about, in the beginning, why. Because without the why, there's no inspiration, there's no utsahan, nistya, darya, tatav, karma, vartana. There's no reason to do what you're doing, and you won't stay doing it. And so, let's analyze why someone should become Krishna conscious. Well, there's many different reasons. You know, first of all, the standard Sunday feast lecture in the temple is mature world suffering. Just like we got a nice thing here, it shows the mature world is suffering, and you're not this body. Anyway, so we want to be happy, isn't it? And right now in this world, we're not happy all the time. It's sukha and dukkha stuff, type of stuff. So we always want to be happy. And because we want to be happy, we're looking for happiness. And of course, the typical thing people, devotees say is, we're looking for sat, chit, ananda, eternity, happiness, and knowledge. And Krishna further analyzes in the Bhagavad Gita the reasons that people, the wise, the people take up Krishna consciousness. What does he say? Chaturvidha bhajanti mam. People take up Krishna consciousness because they're looking for wealth, they're inquisitive, they're looking for knowledge, or they're in distress. And these are the four basic reasons. So, too often, when we give our lectures, we smash people for those four things. We say, it's Maya. Money is Maya. Looking for distress, you know, that's We're supposed to be pure devotees. You're not supposed to be praying to Krishna for anything else. You're inquisitive or whatever. Looking for knowledge, well, that's sort of all right. So we don't emphasize or encourage people to work in Krishna consciousness according to where they're at. But Srila Prabhupada did. You see, Srila Prabhupada in his personal interactions with people encouraged people, whatever their situation was, to actually use that in Krishna's service. It's like the other day I was talking to a businessman, a devotee businessman, and he was saying, I don't go to Mangalarati or anything like that. And he said, I just want to do business. Should I give it up? And I used Krishna's words in the Gita to explain to him that anyone can become Krishna conscious by taking smoke in their eyes. But anyway, so no, that's all right. Anyone can become Krishna conscious by doing their prescribed duties. The prescribed duty basically means working according to your psychophysical nature for Krishna. So I told him that you just do big business for Krishna. Because his wife kept saying, you should just come to the temple and go to this program, go to that program. I said, no, don't go to the temple. That's interesting, isn't it? Sannyasi telling someone not to go to the temple. So I said, no, come on Sunday. He says, well, Sunday after morning program is over. No. No, but I told you, concentrate on what you are doing for Krishna. And Krishna says in the Gita, Brahmarpadam Brahmahabir Pramagno Brahmano Hutam Brahmatena Gantavya Brahmakarma Samadinam. And this is a famous verse, of course. There's one group called the Brahmakumaris who chant this verse all the time. And what it means, basically, proper translated, is you make a full contribution to Brahman. If your activities are given to Brahman, the result is Brahman. Everything becomes transformed into Brahman. So if you're serving Krishna according to your nature, just like Krishna in the Gita did not tell Arjuna you have to go to Mangalarti. Did he? Where is that verse? I don't read that verse at all in the Gita. You have to go to Mangalarti. He said, fight! Because Arjuna's business was, yes, fighting, but also protecting religious principles. That was his real business. That's what Kshatriya means. So, therefore, Krishna was encouraging everyone to work according to their nature and engage that in Krishna consciousness and become happy. So that's the first why, to become happy. Happy materially and spiritually. Prabhupada said that the business of a leader, a spiritual leader, is to make sure the devotees are jolly. The word jolly, it doesn't mean just happiness. It means extremely happy. It's a superlative word. Very happy. Extremely happy. So jolly. And also Prabhupada said, make sure they eat enough prasadam. Two things. So in order to be jolly and happy, of course there's Krishna consciousness, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita says that we have material needs to fulfill too. Isn't it? Oops. Someone's calling me on my phone. That's not a material need. Anyway, so that's embarrassing. So we have material needs as well as spiritual needs. I mean, for example, you can chant Hare Krishna all you want, but if you can't breathe, you're not going to be too happy. And if you haven't eaten, you're not going to be too happy. And if you don't have any friends, you're not going to be too happy. And if you don't have the ability to choose your own life, you're not going to be too happy. I mean, and you don't have any recreation. And you don't have any fun in life. So many times Krishna consciousness is presented, fun is Maya. Right, Chase? Is it fun is Maya they present? It's not Maya. We're supposed to have fun. Why should we be just like serious and morose all the time? Sometimes we should be morose. No. you got to have some balance in life.
But anyway, what percentage?
It's some percentage we can be just like morose. But anyway, so the point is, there should be fun. All we have spiritual needs, material needs. As Krishna says in the Gita, there's moderation. I'll give you an example from Buddhism. Lord Buddha who's an incarnation of Krishna, was performing austerities when he first had his realization the material world was suffering. And he performed so many austerities, he almost died. And then after that, he thought, well, not a good idea to die. You can't be too Krishna conscious when you're dead. So therefore, he came upon what they call the middle path, which is what Krishna says in the Gita, not eating too much, eating too little, sleeping too much, or sleeping too little. So, in other words, we have material needs and spiritual needs, and that's what Krishna consciousness is. And that...
I think the hotter I get, the less smoke.
Okay, make it hot. So, that's what Krishna consciousness is. To be happy materially and spiritually. And so that's the first reason to come to Krishna consciousness. All your needs, material needs, spiritual needs, everything's fulfilled by Krishna consciousness. Now, there's other reasons too, of course. One is to satisfy your loving propensity, which Srila Prabhupada talked about in the Krishna book. We all have a need. Ultimately, that need is to give and exchange love in an unlimited way. And that can take place in relationship to Krishna, Krishna's associates in the spiritual world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That need can be fulfilled. But there's a third need I want to talk about that most of us, when we became, well, I didn't become Krishna conscious, never did. But anyway, when we took up Krishna consciousness, we had. And that need, and Gopal will remember this, is, the other devotees remember this, is to save the world. Remember that one? Remember that?
Yes.
We were revolutionaries in the 1960s and 70s. You know, we're all, anyway, whatever. And so, to help others. Because it, even psychologically, physiologically, it's been shown that when one helps others, then one becomes happy themselves. In other words, as Lord Chaitanya says, para upakara, dedicate yourself for the welfare of others. So, to give ourselves a mission in life. Because many people, most people, they don't have a mission in life. I remember my own story. Before I came to Krishna consciousness, well, I didn't come to Krishna consciousness anyway. Before I made believe I was a devotee. So, started chanting. I asked my mother, what is the purpose of life? Why am I here? And she said, to serve me. And then what I usually do is I drill down with that word. I say, why? And she said, that's your duty. And I said, why? To make me happy. And so, you know, after the 10th why, she gives up out of frustration. And so I realized there was no purpose. I mean, yes, you know, I love my mother. I still do. She's 90 years old. She's a great lady. And I want her to be Krishna conscious. But there was no purpose. It was just like, huh? Live, die, no purpose in life. I want to help people. I told my mother, I want to help people. She said, become a doctor. You want to please me? Become a doctor. You know, Jewish family. So, become a doctor. So, I said, yeah, but if I help people, are they still going to die? She said, yes. I said, well, what's the use? It's like that myth of Sisyphus, where you have this guy rolling up the stone up the hill, rolls down again. So you keep helping people, they keep dying. Or like Prabhupada said, the more hospitals you open, the more patients will be there to fill the hospitals. Oh, yes, help my appeal. So there'll be more patients to fill the hospitals. So therefore, I was looking for a way to help people. I mean, this is really a deep human need. All of us have that need to really help people in a substantial way, isn't it? And that's the why. That's the main why for me. You know, happy? Yeah, I guess I'm happy. Whatever. But, you know, I just want to help people, to bring people into a state of happiness, to help people realize their spiritual identity. And to me, that's the main inspiration. And for Prabhupada, that was the main inspiration too. Like if you read Prabhupada's poem, he wrote one very interesting poem called Vrindavan Bhajan, which is a very heavy poem, and I'm not going to read it now because I almost got thrown out of Vrindavan for reading it one time. I was reading it publicly in the temple, and the temple president said, too heavy, too heavy. Prabhupada was talking about this specific point, that the real Vrindavan Bhajan is to go and help people become Krishna. And then the pastimes of Radha and Krishna manifest in your heart. I mean, it's really amazing. I remember in the early days of the movement when I would go out and sankirtan, these are sort of books, and after a whole day, it was like the heart became so clear. You know, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhavat Mahadvagi Nirvapanam. Anyone heard that verse before? No, okay. So, you know, cleansing the heart. Just listening to Prabhupada, you know, at night, it was myself and Vridananda Maharaj. Some of you may know Vridananda Maharaj. He's an old friend of mine. We traveled together in the old days. And so, just listening to spiritual sound vibrations, the heart, the ears became so clear, the heart became so clear. It was just like, wow, Krishna's manifest, the saffron dust particles and the lotus feet of the Lord are present within the sound vibration of a pure devotee, Prabhupada. I was like, wow-wee. He was ecstatic. We couldn't even rest at night. It's true. I mean, we were so happy. We couldn't go to sleep at night because we were shaking in ecstasy from giving Krishna to people all day long. So to me, that's the main why. Para upakar, and with one's own occupation. Obviously, not everybody is going to be a sannyasi. Probably no one will be a sannyasi, except for a few people prohibited in Kali Yuga. So I'm doing something that's prohibited, I think, sannyasi. So practically no one will be a sannyasi. So people, as Lord Chaitanya said, what is it? Stanaistata shudhikatam panvan manobhya. Of course, he was repeating the Bhagavatam verse. That's a Bhagavatam verse. We stay in our own position and we give Krishna to others, and it's so nice. And then, actually, just my own personal experience, by giving Krishna to others, then I've also become very attached to Govardhan by Mayapur and Champaka's mercy, actually. You know, they gave me their mercy. Anyway, that's not Mayapur. Where's Mayapur? Oh, there he is. I thought you were still there. So I became very attached to Govardhan, and now I'm thinking of Govardhan practically all the time. I worship Govardhan. And it's just, you know, life has become very nice. And I'm going around the world giving Krishna to so many, trying to give Krishna to so many people. And it's very nice. So that's the why. That's how you can become very inspired. That's why Prabhupada was very inspired like that, to spread Krishna consciousness, because he knew it was the best thing for people. The best medicine. Bhavoshava Shrotra Mano Viramat, as described in the Bhagavatam. In the fourth, I believe it's the fourth verse of the tenth canto, first chapter of the tenth canto. Nivritta Tarsha Upagimanat, Bhavoshava Shrotra Mano Viramat, Kautama Shloga Granavada. Puman Vinajeta Vina Pashutnat, that's the verse. That this Krishna Dasa is the remedial measure for all the problems in this world. The hearing of Krishna Katha. So anyway, so to me, that's the why. And that's why all of you are taking initiation. Your impetus to help people, to be happy, to help your family even. It's such a wonderful thing, isn't it, to help others? It's more blessed to give than to receive. I mean, that's one thing I think that many devotees have to learn, in general, that I've seen. I mean, that to develop that mood of helping all other people, and one of the reasons we are not increasing our numbers as dramatically everywhere as we should be, is we don't exhibit this. Sometimes we're just too philosophical. You understand? Too philosophical. Too much in the head. Like let's say if you go to the hospital and you see a devotee who's suffering, you know, because he has some disease, cancer, heart disease, we just preach to him. You're not the body, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. You're not the body. Why are you suffering? You're in Maya. Why are you crying from the disease? Don't take that painkiller. I mean, this is no wonder people aren't coming in droves to join Krishna consciousness, isn't it? So we have to learn that compassion in the way we deal with our youth, the way we deal with everybody. One of the reasons so many other organizations are increasing dramatically, I was just dealing with this in Fiji. I was just talking to the head of an Indian organization called the VHP. Anyone's heard of the VHP before? Vishnu Hindu Parishad. And he's one of the world leaders of the VHP. And he said, we're very worried. People are joining other religions. Of course, here he was talking about Hinduism. He wasn't talking so much about Krishna, but he considers us part of his group. He's a good friend of mine. And he said, one of the reasons is that many of these other religions, or people in the other religions, they reach out and they help each other. Someone goes, has some economic problem, they help that person. If someone's in the hospital, everyone's there for the person. If someone's suffering, they're there to help the person. So that means one thing we haven't learned, or many of us, or maybe myself, I don't want to criticize anyone else, is this compassionate move towards others, the why business. Okay? Anyway, enough about the why. I guess we should talk a little bit about the how and the what. Okay, so what is Krishna consciousness? And what means that ultimately we enter into the spiritual world and take part in the pastimes of Shri Radha and Krishna? I told Mayapur I wouldn't talk about this, but I will. So, he said, you know, just keep it basic, Guru Maharaj.
I didn't say that.
Don't talk about any esoteric topics. Well, I'll talk about esoteric topics. So, just like, I mean, let's take the example of Srinivasacharya. I'll tell you what a pure devotee experiences. Srinivasacharya, when he would think about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he would enter into those pastimes. There's stories when he would go into the pastimes and he would come out with some remnant of the pastimes. Like he would have a garland for Radha and Krishna and he'd come out of his meditation and he'd be there. And another pretty interesting, isn't it? That's the what. That's Krishna consciousness. Or the story when Srinivasacharya was looking anklet or a bracelet of Radharani. He was meditating on this and entering into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Forgive me, Mayapur. He was entering into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he was in meditation for 3 days. And he hadn't eaten anything, hadn't drunk anything. And of course, his wife was extremely upset. You know, if your husband's just sitting there for 3 days, doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, doesn't drink, barely breathing, she thought, what can I do? Of course, she didn't want to shake him and say, wake up, honey. That would have been inappropriate. She called for his chief disciple, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and said, go to your guru and try to find out what's happening. So this Ramchandra Kaviraj, he sat down right next to his spiritual master, entered into the same pastime. Pretty far out, isn't it? Entered into the same pastime and helped his guru look for whatever was lost by Radharani. Found it. This is a famous story. Found it. And then they both came out of meditation simultaneously. So this is Krishna consciousness. I mean, this is so amazing. Not only do you hear about the pastimes, but you actually enter into the pastimes. And then, and of course, there's very esoteric things that happen later on, like the Ashtakaliya Leela. You enter into the meditating on the different aspects of the Lord and Radharani and the associates in Vrindavan, their day. And then Lord Chaitanya also has his Ashtakaliya Leela. It's very interesting. One day we were doing a japa retreat, and we were talking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eightfold pastimes at different times of day, what he does at eightfold at different times of day. So, in other words, That's Krishna consciousness. It's amazing. And like Prabhupada one time said, you get a spiritual television and you can tune in any channel you want. Instead of, because no devotees have satellite TVs, do they? I'm sure they do. So anyways, so they tune in like 130, 150 channels. So with Krishna, when you become Krishna conscious, you can just like tune in whatever pastime you want to see. Wow. Isn't that amazing? And that's the what. Okay. Now we're going to get to the how. So, you know, this is how you market something. You talk about why, the what, the goal, prayojana, and then finally you get to sambandha and I'll be there. So you all know you're not the body, so sambandha doesn't, I don't have to talk about, right? Everybody knows they're not the body? Yes. Does anyone realize it? No. So, you know you're not the body, you know Krishna's God, you know Radharani is the supreme goddess and Krishna just serves her, bows down at her feet, everybody knows that stuff. And you know Krishna expands as Lord Vishnu, creates a material world, the demigods work under Lord Vishnu. Okay, that's somebody again. So let's talk about Abhideya, how to do it. Because everybody here, I think everybody here is devotees, so except for me. And so you all know what Krishna consciousness is. So how to do it? How to do it is very easy. Of course, Mayapur also requested I talk about the 10 offenses. He said, you got to be traditional, Maharaj. How to do it is we have to chant the holy names purely. And that may sound like a difficult thing. It's not. Of course, traditionally, we mentioned the 10 offenses. You know, don't blaspheme or blasphemy of the Lord's devotees or those who dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. The considering the names of the demigods, I don't think that's a problem here. I don't think anybody here considers the names of the demigods to be equal to or independent of the Lord Vishnu. Does anyone have that problem? No, it's a different audience. So, you know, third offense is obey the order of the spiritual master. You better do that. So, fourth. My point, don't mean to be serious. It's impossible. The fourth offense is the blasphemy of the Vedic literatures and literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Fifth offense is consider the glories of Hare Krishna chanting the imagination. Sixth offense is to give some mundane, perverted interpretation. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting, just like you drink liquor and chant Hare Krishna between each drink. It's not a good idea. You can chant Hare Krishna, but don't think the mantra will save you from continuing to drink. Prabhupada said, yes, it'll save you one time, two times, and three strikes and you're out. Prabhupada used the example of baseball. Like that. So, Krishna's not foolish. It's not that you can go to confession like the Catholics do. Like once a week, you go, oh, my dear father, I'm sorry I did this, you're forgiven. Next week, same thing. Next week, same thing. Next week, same thing. Krishna's not a fool. So anyway, and then the eighth offense, don't consider it like just a ritual. We do so many rituals, like you have the fire sacrifice and everything here, which is nice. But the chanting is infinitely better than anything else. You can't even compare it. Because the holy name is Krishna and Radharani. Not only is it Krishna and Radharani, it's Krishna and Radharani in a vocative way. Now, I'll explain what I mean by vocative. Vocative means you're calling out for them. Hey, oh Krishna, oh Radharani. First, oh Radharani, engage me in service. Oh Krishna. Hare is vocative. You understand? Vocative means to cry out. And even the word Krishna is vocative. In Sanskrit, there's different expressions. There's vocative, there's nominative. Nominative would be Krishnas, like Krishnas to Bhagavan Swayam. So anyway, so it's not a ritual. It's the essence of life. So, and the ninth offense is to instruct people who are let's say, envious about the glories of chanting Hare Krishna. And let me elaborate on that. That's part of presenting Krishna consciousness. In other words, to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that's palatable to people. Especially in the Western world, we were talking with Gopa about this before, especially in the Western world, we have to present it in the Western context. We may have to use Western food, Western clothes, Western music, but whatever brings people to Krishna. Phalena Parachyute, Phaleda Parachyute, which means you judge by the result, which is actually very important. So that, if we don't do that, if we present Krishna consciousness in a ritualistic way, without understanding people's sensitivities, without understanding where people are at that point, we're going to be driving them away from Krishna. And that's not very productive. And so the 10th advance is not have complete faith in the holy names and to maintain material attachments. It's not offensive to be materially attached. It's offensive to maintain material attachments. You understand? And also it's offensive to be inattentive while chanting. So these are the 10 offenses. But let's talk about positive things. We know what to avoid. So if you want to chant purely, you have to chant with your heart. Like the chanting is not, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it's not simply a movement of the lips and the tongue. It has to be done with the heart. So what does it mean to be doing or chanting with the heart? It means you have to be begging Krishna. As my godbrother Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, one has to be crying for Krishna. Prabhupada also said the same thing. Or he used the word lalyam. Rupa Goswami used the word lalyam, which means intense hankering. And Gaur Govinda Maharaj would sometimes say, he opened up a crying ashram. Anyone's heard this expression before? So that means in Orissa and Bhubaneswar, he wanted everyone to cry for, and you hear the way he preached, it was like crying for Krishna. And very potent preaching. I very much appreciated that. So, in other words, we have to chant with a sankalpa, with an intention. Not, if you are chanting just because you have to get your rounds done, that is not, well, it's better than nothing, but it's not really that good. Because the chanting should be done with the subtle body, the heart. And so you have to figure out why you're chanting. Again, we get to the why. You know, because if there's no why, it's all niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means just rituals, you know, just doing what you're doing without a spiritual intention, without knowing what you're doing. Like, as I travel around the world, I ask devotees the meaning of different prayers, mantras. And surprisingly enough, they don't know the meaning of Prabhupada's pranam mantra, and they don't even know the meaning of the prasadam prayer. I say, you're chanting this every day before you eat. What does it mean? They say, I don't know. What does Prabhupada's pranam mantra mean? I don't know. You know, just like one funny thing is I get criticized sometimes for supporting this program called Krishna West. And they say, oh, you can't combine the name Krishna with West. But Prabhupada did it. Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Chitarni. Prabhupada wrote his own pranam mantra and he said West. You know, the Western world. Paschacha. You understand? So Prabhupada actually did the same thing. So, but people don't even know what they're saying. And when you're chanting, you don't know what you're doing. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just simply making yam shot sometimes. We're so ritualistic. Like ritualistic Brahmins that just like, wow. And that's why Lord Buddha appeared. To get rid of the ritualistic Brahmins. Hey, for other reasons too. So therefore, we have to find a reason for our chanting. Before you chant, you have to think, why am I chanting? And usually what I ask the devotees to refer to is Lord Chaitanya's Shikshashtaka, which gives us a lot of good reasons for chanting. You can, depending on your level of spiritual realization, each verse in the Shikshashtaka can relate to you on a different level of spiritual understanding. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur analyzed the Shikshashtaka in terms of the different levels of understanding, also in terms of Ashtakaliya Lila too. And so you go from the basic understanding, you know, Cheto Darpanamajanam, to the final prema, which is a slishada pada panashtubam. You know, Krishna, I'm ready to do anything. You can crush me by your embrace. You can leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me, but you're completely free to do anything and everything. But who here can honestly say that right now? I can't say that to Krishna. Do anything to me? Oh my God. No way, Krishna. Like Queen Kunti said, what? Vipada, Kandas, Jashraswat, Tatra, Tatra, Jagat Guru. Again and again, send the miseries. I said, no way, Krishna. I am not ready for that. You know, so we have to be honest, don't we? And so many times we have spiritual dishonesty. You know, I think I'm on a higher platform than I'm actually at. I said, oh, Krishna, I love you. Do what? Am I ready to just accept whatever you do, Krishna? No, probably about 50% I'll accept. As long as you listen to me, Krishna. So, then I'll accept. So, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, really, that's also important in chanting, to be really honest as far as your position. Dhruva Maharaj, he was honest. He said, you know, I want a big kingdom. Better than that of Lord Brahma. Okay, honestly. Krishna accepted that. Dhruva Maharaj didn't say, let me be your unalloyed servant life after life. So, of course, we understand that's the goal. But in the meantime, we have other verses in the Shikshashtaka. Ainanna tanuja kinkaram patitam mam dushame bhavambudo. Kripya tapa pada panka ja stita dauli sadrasamba chintaya. Krishna, save me from the material world. I'm your eternal servant. Somehow or other I've fallen down in this horrible ocean of birth and death. Save me! Like that. So, it's like a child crying out for his mother, as Prabhupada said, that's how we chant. So, in any case, we have to do something that resonates with our heart. Before you chant, think, you know, what I really want in life. What is important? The why again. Again, 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 getting to the why. If you don't have the why, you don't have the what or the how. Does that make sense to everybody? You don't have the why, you don't have the what or the how. So why am I chanting? Why am I doing this? Why am I serving this? Why am I serving the deity? And if you do that, I tell you, chanting will become very good. And then you'll get Radha and Krishna manifest before you. And then, Gauranga Balite Havi Pulaka Sharia, Hari Hari, Nayani Bhavi Niya. Then every time you chant, Gauranga, then the hairs will stand on end. And tears will come from your eyes. Ashrutaranga Bhaja. I mean, this is Krishna consciousness. And so that's the how. That's the how. You have to be inspired by, and you know, as I mentioned, another thing that inspires me is giving Krishna to others. So many times when I'm chanting, I'm praying to Krishna just to give me the ability to help others. Or I'm chanting, Krishna, please save this person. It's an interesting thing when you have disciples, you got a lot of things to chant for. They give you a lot of opportunities to chant. You know, isn't it? So, please, Krishna, oh my God, I can't believe what disciple did this. Oh, wow. Save him. You know, so that... anyway, Krishna's so kind. So whatever resonates, whatever you is in your heart, you approach Krishna. Akama, Sarvakama, Moksha Kama, Agaradi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, Vijeta Purusham Param. And that's a verse from the Bhagavatam. Whether one is free of material desires, full of material desires, or you just want to get liberated. Get me the hell out of this material world, Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna with that intention, Sankalpa. Okay. So, yeah, your question.
Can you quickly give an example that illustrates the difference between having a material attachment and remaining material attachment?
Okay, let's say I have a material attachment to eating nice food. Okay? Tasty food. And the way we engage that is by taking prasadam. And we take prasadam that is offered to Krishna and Radharani and the Gornatai with love and devotion. And, no, thank you. Instead of thinking, well, maybe I got to go to McDonald's to order the salad or something like that. You know, like realizing, instead of cultivating, let's say you go by the restaurants or you're walking by the non-vegetarian restaurant or some cake shop or something. Yuck. I know, it's yuck. But in any case, instead of contemplating, in other words, to increase material attachments, it requires contemplating sense objects, as Krishna says in the Gita. You know, jayato vishasthum sam. So we should be careful about contemplating something that will take us away from Krishna. That's what increases material attachments. And so, in order to do that, we have to understand the why. Because there has to be motivation. Motivation is key to being Krishna conscious. Does that make sense? It's not just, I chant my rounds because I have to. If you are chanting rounds because you have to, you better think twice about that, because it's not going to work for a long period of time. You know, I chant my rounds, you know, because I want to serve Krishna. I mean, I have all these different reasons, you know, please Prabhupada, serve Krishna, and all these other things. But it's in the heart. And you know what's in your heart. I can't give you your why. Does that make sense? I cannot give you your why. That has to come from you. You know, people come and say, tell me how to chant. I said, find your why. Why are you doing it? And once you find it, beg Krishna. And then your chanting becomes purified. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was able to see Krishna, Vishnu eventually. And so many examples. So many examples. I mean, you had even Valmiki, the Ramayana, the Ramnomi is coming up. So Valmiki was a robber, and he was just trying to overcome his sinful activities, and he was told to chant Mara. You know that story? And he was chanting Mara, 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 became Ram, 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 and he was very enthusiastic in doing that. And he became the great sage of Valmiki. Does that make sense? Okay, so on that happy note, I think we should proceed. Of course, those who are taking first initiation, which is Jana, he is promising to follow the four regular principles and chant a minimum 15 rounds a day. And the second initiation is developing, actually even in first initiation, people should be trying to develop brahminical qualities. And Krishna mentions them in the Gita, some of them are the Bhakti Cham, being equal poise, clean, tolerant, religious, studying, etc., like that. Because a Brahman basically means a representative of Krishna in this world. Someone who people will see, it's like a priest or something like that, people will see as Krishna's representative. So take it as a mission to represent Krishna and your spiritual master, Prabhupada. That you're the representative of them, and you're the representative of them in this world. So that's a Brahman. It's just like you're getting your insignia, your tattoo or whatever. Now everybody has tattoos. So, okay, so we'll proceed. We'll do the name giving now. Is that all right? Okay, all glories to the Prabhupada, to the Prabhupada. So, now, Janu, let's see. I guess you can visualize Prabhupada and visualize the deities.
They're in the temple.
In the temple. I know. They're in the temple. I saw them before. They're in the heart. You know, everybody's body is a temple of God. It's pretty amazing. When I approach people, I actually understand that's a temple there. Of course, not that I worship the bodies. That would be bad. But the body is holding God within it. Krishna's in the heart. So that's why we offer obeisance. Krishna's in the heart. Super soul is in the heart. So, okay. So, what are the four regular principles?
Well, there is not happy with sex, do not take any compliments, two, vegetarian, no eating, no gambling.
What about fish or eggs?
Nope.
No. That's good.
That doesn't
happen. What about lobsters? Clams.
Anything that, any animal.
Any animal, okay. What about worms?
No.
That's all right?
Yes.
Okay. No worms. You got to cover everything nowadays with all the fine print with people. It's Kali Yuga. I'm just joking with it. So, you have to excuse me now. I have this humorous mood. So, anyway, so... Yeah, you got the right ones. You passed the test, the disciple test. So, and so how many rounds? 16 rounds. And, of course, as you chant with your heart, you want to chant more and more and more. What I do is whenever I have time, of course, I chant more, and the codices when I'm not engaged in, doing something productive, then I chant 64 rounds on the codices. I'm not saying you have to do that, but it's like a kickstart to Krishna consciousness when you chant. If you do this even a few times, that's really the system is 64 rounds. But probably reduced to 16. But it changes your life when you actually chant sometimes 64 rounds. I mean, it's amazing. I found when I chant 64 rounds, I can't stop after 64. It's just like, wow, this is great. And 16 is just like the warm-up before the game. You know, if you have a football game or something like that, there's a warm-up. You know, get the team together. Okay, team, we're going to fight or whatever. And so the 16 rounds is the warm-up. So, but you can chant 16 rounds. So here, I get the beads. And your name is, my poor like this name too. So, your name is Jayadvaita Das. Jayadvaita Das.
How do you
go? I'm not naming you after my godbrother Jayadvaita Maharaj. But Jayadvaita is, of course, Lord Advaita Acharya, who is the cause or the external cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. And the internal cause, of course, was Lord Chaitanya wanted to understand the mood of Radharani, wanted to appreciate himself from Radharani's perspective, and wanted to enjoy the devotion of the devotees had. So, Advaita Charya, Jayadvaita Das. Jayadvaita Das Ki Jai. Okay. What's that? Oh, neck beads. You can give it to me. I mean, usually I don't think neck beads, but they can be put on him now. Yeah.
I'll do it.
My pool.
Should I take off the ones I have right now?
You can have it as many as you want.
Yeah. It's too small enough for you.
I think it's a garland on it.
Giant Wizard Dust Adhikar.
The second part of the name.
Adhikar. Well, he's getting married. Ramananda was going to have him do a brahmachari vow, but.
I think it lasts for the afternoon.
Then he's already fixed, his determination in that regard.
No, it looks like
it's too
tight. Is it only twice?
Yeah.
That's all right. He has small ones. Now it's four times.
I have two.
Yeah, two and two.
Oh, you're not
going to
give me the old one?
Anyway, Jayadvaita was raised in a very nice Krishna conscious family, and I've known the family for probably many generations. I know his grandparents, and not great grandparents, but just the grandparents, and all very Krishna conscious, and basically he's been homeschooled at home. I mean, that's at home. You don't homeschool in the school. So he's been homeschooled, and wonderful parents, and association with, where's his uncle? Oh, there's uncle. Uncle Mayapur. So we want to thank them for, it takes a village to make a Krishna conscious person. All work together. And then, they should be all proud of you. They should thank them all afterwards. Nice mother, nice father, nice grandparents. Yeah, grandmother who travels all over the world as a sannyasini. Not quite, but anyway. No, very nice. You're very fortunate. And she'll, I'm sure she'll watch the film. Yes. She'll be very proud. She'll cry when she sees it. Yeah. Very, very nice. Okay.
Well,
take it away. You need the microphone or?
No. I'd rather not, then you'll see the mistakes. Hari Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushah Sahasra Ksha Sahasra Paat Sado Mungeshya Jitva Yatishtam Jatulam Purusha Edegam Sarvam Yadrutam Yatsha Bhavyam Udami Pash
I wanted to mention he has nice siblings too. Yeah, they help the reconstruction process. Nice uncles. Uncles, forgive me if I left anyone out.
Om Swasti No Govinda Swasti No Sushananda Swasti No Vasudeva Vishnu Dadatu Swasti No Narayana Naravai Swasti Na Padmanava Purushottama Dadatu Swasti No Vasudeva Swasti No Vishnu Swasti No
So, the next section we're going to do is going to be for you, Karen, for yourself. Or boom. So, let me just get this going. So whenever I say swaha, this is taken from the Brahman chapter. Om Bhu Svaha.
Idam Vishnave Idam Namama. Om Bhur Svaha Idam Achyuta Idam Namama. Om Sva Svaha Idam Narayana Idam Namama. Mama Idam Namama. Om Bhur Sva Sva Svaha Idam Ananta Idam Namama. Om Vishnu Pratite Pade Batang Charisyami Pate Bravini Tat Chakeyam Tantar Yasa Idam Aham Anutyat Satyamupaini Svaha Idam Vishave Idam Namama. O Vishnu, O Lord of sacrificial rules, I request that you give mercy so that we may perform this Upanayan rite. By this may we attain success. To remove illusion, we undertake this act. Pate Vratang Charis Yami Pate Bravini Chat Chakye Yam Tane Arjyasam Idang Aham Arishat Satyam Opaini Svaha Idang Achyuta Idang Namama. O Achyuta, Lord of Scriptural Rules, I request that you give mercy so that we may perform this Upanayan rite. By this may we attain success. To remove illusion, we undertake this act of the absolute truth. Om Narayana Vratapate Vratang Charis Yami Tate Bravini Tat Chakeyam Tenartyasam Idamaham Antarat Satyam Upaini Svaha Idam Achyuta Idam Namama. Om Narayanaya Vrate Pate Vasang Charis Yami Tate Bravini Tach Sakiyang Taredyasam Idang Aham Anvitat Satyam Upaini. Svaha Idang Narayana Idang Namama. Om Ananta Vratapate Vratang Charasyami Takte Bravini Tach Chakeyam Tanadhyasam Idang Aham Anvitat Satyam Upaini. Svaha Idang Anantaya Idang Namama. O Ananta, Lord of Scriptural Rules, I request that you give mercy so that we can perform this Upanayan rite. By this may we attain success. To remove the illusion, we undertake this act of the absolute truth. And then, Om Sankarsana Vratanam Vratapate Vratam Charisyami Tate Bradini Tach Chakeyam Tenardyasam Idam Aham Anvitat Satyam Upaini. Svaha Idam Sankarsana idam namama. O Sankarsana, Lord of Scriptural Rules, I request that you give mercy so that we can perform this Upanaya rite. By this, may we attain success to remove illusions. We undertake this act of the Absolute Truth.
No.
Lord, we have met this boy, youth, who has come for the Upanaya and testify to his good character. Please bestow your company to this splendid youth. Let us go without obstacles to the supreme goal of life. May this boy attain the ultimate goal. Om Ko Nama Asmi.
What is your name?
And then you repeat. Om Jayadvaita Deva Sharma Nama Asmi.
Say my name is Jayadvaita Das.
My name is Jayadvaita.
Om Devasya Te Vishnu Prasave Narayana Vasudev Yor Bahubhyam Sankarshanasya Hastabhyam Hastam Vihami Jayadvaita. This activity of Vishnu, I grasp the arm of Narayana and Vasudev with the hands of Sankarshan. Om Vishnuste Hasta Agrahim Narayano Mahavishnu Hastam Grahit Mukundo Prabha Vishnu Hastam Grahim Mahistvam Asmi Karmana Vishnu Acharyastava. May Lord Vishnu take your hand. May Narayana and Mahavishnu take your hand. May Mukunda and Prabha Vishnu take your hand. By this action, you are a friend and Vishnu is your teacher.
Can you say that?
Om Vishnu Vikra Manam Banvasta Raspa Sri Jayadvaita Deva Sharma. Turn the child following the strides of Vishnu. Pranam Grantir Asnima Sharaso Chita Tupyam Idam Paridami Sri Jayadvaita Deva Sharanam. You are the knot of the life air. Do not become loosened. Achyuta, to you I give this boy. Om Narayanaya Tupyam Idam Paridami Sri Jayadvaita Deva Sharma. O Narayana, to you I give this boy. Om Janardana Tupyam Idam Paridami Sri Jayadvaita Deva Sharman. O Janardana, to you we give this boy. Om Vishnu Pratyapate Va Paridadami Sri Jayadvaita Deva Sharma. To Vishnu Prajapati I give this child. Om Vishnave Damodaraya Tvam Paridami Sri Advaita Deva Sharmam. To Vishnu, to Damodar, we give this boy.
Haribo.
Om Adihi Bo Savatrim Me Bhavan Anu Baditu. Savitur Karenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Yo Yo Na Prachodayat. Tat Savitur Karenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Yo Yo Na Prachodayat. Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dinahi Diyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Om Dio Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Om Dio Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Om Dio Yo Na Prachodayat. Savitur Varenyam Virgo Devasya Dhimi Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayate. Savitur Varenyam Virgo Devasya Dhimi Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayate. Savitur Varenyam Virgo Devasya Dhimi Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayate. Om Burong,
Om Burong,
Om Bubarong,
Om Bubarong,
Om Sparong,
Om Sparong,
and then lastly,
Om Bur Bhavasva Tatsavitu Varinyam Bhargo Devasi Dini Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayatu. Om Bhurgo Vasva Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimi Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhurgo Vasva Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimi Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayate.
Another one.
Let us meditate on the worshipful effulgence of the Divine Son who infuses our meditation. We are going to offer four more oblations, and then one more charana.
Sing it's enough filming.